It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master Hazrat Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again, we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the verse number 87 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ And verily, we bestowed upon Musa the scripture and then appointed messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal in sequence. And we bestowed upon Isa, son of Maryam, clear proofs and supported him with the pure spirit. But is it not that every time a messenger came to you with what your souls did not desire, you became arrogant? And you falsify a group, means messengers of Allah, and you kill another group. In this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Bani Israel, that, O Bani Israel, you are killing each other and you belie the last messenger of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not happening because of any mistake or because of any misunderstanding. You are doing this because of your rebellion, because you are wrongdoers and you are disobedient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a proof of their rebellion. So they cannot go and say that we misunderstood something and we made a mistake. And the proof which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is mentioned in this ayah kareema. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent a highly respected Rasul, a messenger, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And we sent Torah, the book, with him as well, for your guidance. And we did not stop there. We sent thousands of prophets alayhi salam after that to support what Musa alayhi salam brought, was to spread the teachings of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And then at the end, we send the son of Maryam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who was an embodiment of miracle. And not because he was born without father, there were many other miracles that were with him. For example, with his blow, dead people would become alive. And many those people who were ill and sick, and their sickness was not treatable, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam would touch and the person would get cured. And he would see what you have kept in your house and what is in your stomach, and he would even give you the news of that. And on top of that, Ruhul Amin, the leader of all the angels, Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, was always supporting him, and you know about that. And this was enough for you to stay firm on the deen of Islam. But you were very unlucky that whenever the Rasools, the messengers, they came and they said something against your will and desire, then you were impatient. And a group of you, they went and they started killing Prophets alayhi salam. So Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, they became martyrs because of your wrongdoings, because of your rebellions. And as far as Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is concerned, in your understanding, you have assassinated him. It is a different issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him up, and another person who was amongst you at that particular time looked like Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and you assess, and he looked like Isa alayhi salam, and you crucified him and you killed him. But as far as in your understanding, you have assassinated Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And for the last Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have tried your every level best to assassinate him. You've given him poison. You many a times try to throw heavy stones upon him to assassinate him. You also did magic on him. But we protected Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, the poison which you have given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an impact every year upon the body mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this world because of the effect of that poison which you have given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, from this ayah kareema, we understand that to go against a believer or even to kill another believer is not a kufr unless or until person has this aqeedah that killing another Muslim is allowed and it is jais. Or he kills him because of the reason of iman, then this would be kufr. That is the reason that Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not give the fatwa of kufr on the oppressor like Yazid, because his zulm and his oppression was because of attaining power, because of attaining rule or government. It's not established that his zulm was because of the iman of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu or other martyrs of Karbala. But if someone has enmity or someone has animosity of Nabi, or he in any way directly or indirectly tries to assassinate a Nabi of Allah, that is kufr. Even if someone takes any action or any doing or any word of a Nabi of Allah in a mocking way, in such way that he laughs or he mocks, that is also a blasphemy, that is also a kufr. And we also understand from this ayah kareema that ulama and the mashayikh of ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are on a very high station in the qurb and in the nearness and proximity of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking them from that task, from that work, which He took from Prophets alayhi wasalam. Therefore, the ulama and the mashayikh of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very lucky. And we also understand from this ayah kareema that some anbiya alayhi wasalam do follow other anbiya alayhi wasalam, as it is mentioned in this ayah kareema that many prophets alayhi wasalam came after Hazrat Musa alayhi wasalam and they followed the teachings of Hazrat Musa alayhi wasalam. Similarly, all the prophets alayhi wasalam are the ummatis of our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we learn from this ayah kareema that takabbur, pride, arrogance, these kind of habits, they keep person far away from the prophethood and they hide the person from the rahmat and the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Also keep in mind that to show arrogance against kuffar is ibadat. And to show arrogance to Muslims, it is haram. And if anyone shows arrogance to a Nabi of Allah, that is kufr. And we also understand from this ayah kareema that something which is very useful, its harms are also very great. For example, if a person falls from a motorbike, then maybe one or two people will get injured or lose their lives. And if a bus meets with an accident, then maybe 20, 30, 40 or 50 people can be injured or they can die. And if a train meets up with accident or an aeroplane falls, then you're talking about hundreds or thousands of people would be injured or they would lose their lives. So as the greatest benefits are attained and received from the Nabi of Allah, so when someone turns against Nabi of Allah, then the calamities and then the difficulties and then the troubles which will fall upon that person are also very great. Like when people turned against Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, then 70,000 people were killed. And when people turned against Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, then the whole world was drowned. And the people of Bani Israel were turned into monkeys and pigs because they went against Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayat number 88, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they, the Yahud, said, our hearts are wrapped with covers, but in fact, Allah has cursed them due to their disbelief. So a few amongst them accepted faith. When Muslims would give nasiha or an advice to the Jews, and when they tell them about their past faults and wrongdoings, and they would then say as an excuse or as a mockery or as a joke that we were not wrong, we never did anything wrong, our hearts were covered with the covers of light, with the covers of mercy, as you keep something holy or something noble in the ghilaf or in the cover. This is how our hearts are put in the covers, so outside dust and dirt cannot reach our hearts. So whatever you tell us, or all the advice you give us, that is like dust that comes from outside. So it will never reach our hearts. Our hearts are covered with the covers of light and mercy. So let alone reaching your words of advice, our hearts, they would not even get closer. There were many prophets, Anbiya, that came before you. We killed them. We assassinated them. And their nasaih, their advices, never reached our hearts. Because we are very firm and solid and mutasallib in our deen, in our religion. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, answering their wishful thinking, and He says that, you are wrong, O Jews. Yes, there are covers on your hearts, but those covers are not the covers of light. Those covers are not the covers of mercy. Rather, those covers are of darkness and the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these covers are not from the time of your birth. So you would not be able to make an excuse that what can we do? We were born with these covers, so we were forced to do what we did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you have done these things, you have earned these things because of your own rebellions, because of your own wrongdoings. You have turned towards the kufr and you are firm on the kufr. And then the curse of Allah kept on increasing upon your heart. Like water is something that flows. But if the weather changes, it can even become ice. And if that ice keeps on increasing, then the very same snow can change into solid ice that you are unable to put a nail through it. You have to drill in order to make a hole into that. It becomes so firm. So this is an example to understand that their hearts were clean, like everybody's hearts. This is an example to understand that their hearts were clean, like everybody else's heart. But then because of their own wrongdoings, because of their own kufr, because of their own enmity and animosity against the prophets alayhim salam, then the layer of curse of Allah were laid down and put upon their hearts, and they never did anything to remove those layers of curse. They rather kept on doing wrong things, and more la'nat and the curse of Allah azza wa jal kept on coming on their hearts. So their hearts are totally, totally covered with the curse of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a narration in Tafsir Azizi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, hearts are of four types. One is that which is clear and lamp shines in it. And second type of heart is that which is covered with covers. And third type of heart is that which is blind. And fourth type of heart is that which has one part white and one part black. The first qalb, the first heart, is of a believer in which lamp is shining. And that is the lamp of Iman. And the second heart is the heart of a kafir, which is covered with the covers of kufr. And third heart is a heart of munafiq, in which Iman came and then left that heart, and that heart is empty of Iman, does not have Iman anymore. And the double color heart is of that person in which Iman and Nifaq, mean Iman and hypocrisy, are gathered. And who's that person? And that person is that his aqidah is of believers and his actions are of munafiq. So this is known as munafiqi amali. From this ayah kareema we understand that there is a huge difference between ta'assub and tasallub. Tasallub means firmness on deen. This is a beautiful quality. And ta'assub is a defect. That is actually stubbornness without any proper reason. So when a person has a tasallub, he got a gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is to be firm on the deen. To be so firm that even if shaitan tries to mislead and uses all his tricks and nafs tries all his tricks, and there are so many difficulties that person faces in the matters of deen, but he is still firm, he never changes. That is tasallub, and that is indeed a great gift of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And ta'assub is this, that person is firm on his stubbornness. Because of stubbornness, he is standing firm. Not because he is supporting the truth or the haq. He is always supporting the wrong doings and the wrong sayings of his family and of his friends. And even if it is shown to him, known to him, that haq is on the other side, but because of his ignorance and because of his stubbornness, he will always support his friends, his family, his brother. He'll never support the haq. He'll never be on the side of the right person. So this is actually ta'assub. And the one who has got ta'assub, and this is indeed a very bad quality that many people have these days. If there is a problem, people will support the family. They'll support their brothers. They'll support their friends, even if they are wrong. In many matters, in many fights, in many cases, this happens, and we witness this day and night. And this happens because of ta'assub. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq of tasallub upon deen, then that is indeed a very good quality. So this is the quality of hypocrites. This is the quality of Jews. This is the quality of those who turned away from haq, from the deen of Islam, that they were on the path of ta'assub. And their misunderstanding and their foolishness was such that they were on the path of ta'assub, but they were thinking they were on the path of tasallub. And they were unable to make a distinction, and they were unable to make a difference. Therefore, it is important that we should always have someone who can guide us and who can lead us and who can educate us and show us the difference between ta'assub and between tasallub. So this whole chain of piri muridi, or taking a shaykh or taking a bayat, is based on this principle that somebody must be able to tell you the difference between the la'nat and the rahmat. Between the kufr and iman, between what is good and what is bad. Because if you try on your own and you don't take guidance from any teacher, from any learned person who has walked on that path already, and he understands and he knows ups and downs and the dangers of that path, then you are putting yourself on the path of destruction. And many have been destroyed when they walked on this thorny path and they injured themselves, and finally their iman get destroyed. Sufi ikram say that iman is valuable goods. And devotion and aqeedat and respect is the price of that valuable goods. And the majlis and the sitting and the company of ulama and sufiya and saliheen is the marketplace. So like a person who goes into the marketplace without money, he comes back empty-handed. Similarly, a person who goes into the market of iman without love, without respect, without aqidat, he comes back empty-handed from the sohbat and the company of ulama and mashayikh. And then when he comes back empty-handed, he thinks he's a big person, and he starts thinking that ulama and sufiya are the bad people. And then he takes his deprivation as an achievement. So if you are coming into the marketplace, if you are coming into the bazaar of iman and love, then come with the price of aqidat and respect and reverence and devotion. Come in this garden with the lap of i'tiqad and respect, and you will return your daman, your lap full with fresh flowers and the fruits of iman, inshallah azza wa jal. However, when you have aqidat, when you have devotion, then your aqidah would be right, your creeds would be right, your belief system would be right, and through that you will attain irfan, you will attain recognition in the ma'rifah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. These Jews, they were empty of love and devotion and aqidat, therefore they could not become believers. So we must learn a lesson from their condition and from their state, that they had no respect for those who were in the qurb of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. They had no respect for the Prophets alayhi salam. They had no respect for the ulama. They had no respect for the saliheen. And they always stood against them. And still they believed we are on the right path. Still they believed we are going to Jannah. Still they believed that Allah is pleased with us. So this is mere misunderstanding and the deception of nafs and the carnal desires. As many people today, they think that way. So if we want the closeness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we have to trust those who are friends with Allah Azza wa Jal and who are in the qurb and proximity of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these beautiful verses of Quran Kareem, and give us tawfiq to practice upon it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those who have love and respect and devotion and reverence for the friends of Allah azza wa jal, for anbiya alayhi salam, for sahaba ikram, for Buzurgan Deen, for Saliheen, for Ulama Ikram, for Mashaykh. Ameen, Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika, Ya Habib Allah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag